Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Kevin Hardman, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You are the executive director of the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin?
That's correct. Yeah, we're a statewide organization. We're membership-based, and we represent the literally millions of people in Wisconsin that enjoy being on a bicycle and want to make Wisconsin bicycling better.
Right. Now, is it the Bicycle Federation
That's
or the
it.
Bike Fed?
Well, we like to, you know, Bike Fed's like FedEx.
Right, okay. That's good. The branding.
Yeah. That's right. Brand. That's right.
Now, it's an impressive name, Federation, because it implies a grouping of a lot of different organizations.
Yeah, so that's what the name's intended to imply. The organization has its beginnings in the late 80s, in fact. It's one of the oldest statewide organizations. And the original conception was having that one organization that was the big tent that joined together all sorts of bicycling interests.
Right.
We're, I think, doing a great job of realizing that original mission. We have a very diverse community here in Wisconsin. Not just different types of people that enjoy bicycling. The nation's bicycling industry is here in Wisconsin, with
right.
Trek and Pacific Cycles and Planet Bike and Waterford Precision Cycles and Sarah Cycling and
it's
Mount
Bora. It's a
great
state for bicycling, just in terms of topography, because
you've got
enough rolling stuff to sort of keep it interesting.
Absolutely. And Wisconsin has one of the country's, and I would say the best, country's best rural road networks, and we can thank the dairy industry for that.
Yeah.
You get out on the rural roads and everything is paved.
Right.
So people from around the world come to Wisconsin to bicycle. Again, we're that one organization. We're the big tent that brings everybody together.
Right. Does the state protect the bicyclist, or does it support the bicyclist and bicycling around the state on these rural roads? Because they're paved not for bikes. They're paved for cars and trucks and stuff, for industry.
In Wisconsin, as with most other states, bicycles are legal vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a vehicle that uses the roadways just like those cars and trucks.
Okay.
So
right.
They are meant for us.
So you obey the rules just like everybody else.
Everybody, in order for our roadways to be safe for everyone, everybody has to obey the rules.
That's good. Does a bicyclist have to have a license to bicycle, or does the bicycle have to be licensed?
No, they don't. We're unique among vehicles that are on our roadways that don't. Municipalities, there was a tradition of having bicycle licensing. It became very difficult to enforce based on the revenue that was coming in. So, in fact, the city of Milwaukee last year did away with its requirement. And this is really nationwide.
Right.
It's difficult. If you go to the Hardman Garage, we've got a lot of bikes. So, no, bikes aren't licensed. However, we, as people who bike, need to obey the rules of the road just like everybody else.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Wear a helmet. Stop at stop signs.
I'd advise people wearing a helmet, though. Under state law, there's no requirement to wear a helmet.
That's right. Just like with motorcycles, you don't
have to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, it's a great place to be on a bicycle. And today it happens to be a wonder. I like to say any day is a great day to be on a bicycle. Today's a sunny, bright day. So it felt good getting here.
Do you bike? Do you personally bike through the winter?
You know, I do. I have to say I'm a mainstream normal guy. I'm a father of three. That might to some of the listeners of the podcast sound strange that someone would bike through winter. I find just a few days a year where I would choose not to bicycle because of road conditions. However, if you really look at the conditions of the road, most days it's just fine. You have to take extra caution on certain days. I enjoy biking in the winter because your body heats up as you're riding your bike to work.
Right.
In my case, and it's a lot easier. You have to wear less clothes. You arrive, I think, pretty refreshed. So I'd encourage anybody to give it a try.
It's, and there's less people on the road, I suppose.
I don't know if that's so much a case. There's a favorite sign of mine in a bike shop. There's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing. So that sort of guides me.
Right, right. Well, now let's talk about biking in the city of Milwaukee. Have you seen, I feel like there's been an improvement in the last, I've only lived here for 10 years, but in the last 10 years, and not an improvement, but a resurgence, perhaps, or a growth in the number of bicyclists, the number of people who use their bikes to go to work, the number of people who use their bikes on the weekend. I live on the North Shore, so I'm on Lake Drive, which is a huge thoroughfare for bikes, for
flocks
of bikes.
Yeah.
Of teams, I guess.
You know, you'd have a better perspective than I. I've only been here for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
And I've been in the bike business only 2 years. However, we see at the Bicycle Federation so many exciting signs. And I not only see it here in Milwaukee, we see it around the state. More and more people are jumping on bikes. They're choosing to get to work. They're choosing to recreate on a bicycle. So it's an exciting time. I like to say that bicycles, amid huge challenges that we have in this country and economic challenges and unemployment, bicycling really is a growth industry. So, you know, what you see, we really feel as well.
Does the Bike Federation function as a lobby with the state?
We do. Yeah, we're a not-for-profit membership organization. However, we've got two lobbyists who are who report into us, and they're looking out for the rights of all bicyclists around Wisconsin.
Right.
So we work with our political leaders and our legislative partners to find resources to support better bicycling, not only financial resources, but policies and procedures, and also legislation that is going to make bicycling even better in Wisconsin.
Do you find, as you lobby, I don't know if you would personally do it, but do you feel as you lobby that you're taken more seriously, that bicycle? I would guess that there would be a tendency to think of bicyclists, as you yourself said, people might be surprised that you're a normal father of three. The bicyclists, you know, people that are go bike, are a little flaky on the outside.
Sure,
piece
yeah.
Of granola, groovy.
Yeah, yeah. There's certain perceptions which we really work to correct, and one of them is that bicycling is enjoyed by certain segments. And really, the DNR does a study every 6 years where they look at outdoor activities. And last time they did this, 3, 4, maybe even 5 years ago, 2.5 million Wisconsin residents chose at least once a year to ride their bike for either recreation or transportation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a state of, it was 49%, so our state population is 5.5 million. So we're talking about millions of people, one.
Right.
And two, we've found there's, without a doubt, some interesting, these are total understatements, interesting political times. There's been a lot of things happening, to say the least. And we have heard from all sorts of members of all political stripes. And that's been a great reminder for us as an organization that that bicycling is not only mainstream, it is bipartisan. That's not the perception, though, among a lot of legislators. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been happy with the new legislature and the governor to, you know, be working to combat that perception.
Right.
And, you know, I'm nothing but an optimistic person, and, you know, I think we're getting a good reception, because at the end of the day, bicycling is something that delivers jobs to Wisconsin. It improves our health and saves money.
Right.
So it's really it's a mom and apple pie issue. Well, we have in this state, Trek, who's the country's largest supplier to independent bike dealers, like a Wheel and Sprocket, is an independent bike dealer.
Right.
And then 25 miles to the west in Madison, we have Pacific Cycles, which is the country's largest supplier of bikes to the mass market, like Walmarts and Targets and Sears. Okay. You know, these companies are both based in Wisconsin. They're about 25 miles apart.
Right.
And
hire
a lot of people, employ a lot of people, put a lot of people on bikes,
right,
not just in Wisconsin, of course, but around the world.
Right.
So we've got a great message. We've got a great story, and really something to leverage up. Our vision, Bike Fed's vision, is that Wisconsin can truly be world class in bicycling. And that may take us, a lifetime or two. However, we work every day to get us there. And we think we can. Of any of the 50 states, we think Wisconsin can be world class.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but what does it take to be world class? Does it take a Tour de France held every year in your state? Or does it take a big race, or just,
you know, for
biking taken more seriously?
Well, at the end of the day, it's people on bikes.
Right.
So there are certain places in the world where 40, 50% of the people are taking their daily trips on a bicycle. Yeah, in the Netherlands or in Denmark, mm-hmm. Places like this. And right. we think we can create a Wisconsin version of that. I hesitate to use those places directly because they are very different places. Mm-hmm. They have different histories from us in this country. However, we think that as we make bicycling more convenient for people and more accessible for people, more and more people are going to make the choice. And we're seeing that. It is about choice and it's about flexibility.
Well, as the price of gasoline goes up, I suppose you get a few more people choosing to bike to work on.
We've seen that. Mm-hmm.
To use the bike as more than just it's a great recreational fun with the family, fun by yourself, good exercise. But it also, in those cities where it is what you have dreams of having it be in Wisconsin, it is transportation.
Absolutely. And it's interesting, if you look at the city of Copenhagen, they've put together a plan to be carbon neutral. They want to be the world leading environmental city.
Right.
And they do this. The Danish are excellent at gathering data and analyzing data. And one of the things they ask people who bicycle is why. And in the central Copenhagen, 55% of all trips are taken to work and study on a bicycle. 55% of the trips. Mm-hmm. And just a frame of reference, in our state, it's less than 1%.
Yeah.
When asking those 55% of the people why they chose the bicycle, it's because it's easy and convenient,
mm-hmm.
is number one. It's overwhelming. We're talking 60%.
It doesn't have to do with saving the atmosphere
or
saving the planet.
It does not. Less than 1% of people are saying, I am doing this because of environmental choice. So what that says to me, of course, being on a bicycle is, can you pick a better environmental choice? Well, no. It's a zero. You're not burning carbon. You're burning carbohydrates. However, if we're gonna convince people to jump on a bike, that's not what motivates us. People want an easy and convenient choice. That's why we jump into cars. That's why I do. I own an automobile. We think in giving people greater choices, people are going to say, hey, this is a great opportunity. And we've got an aging population who is going to be searching for ways in which to be mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also a young demographic that increasingly wants these types of choices. And for Milwaukee and Madison, La Crosse and Eau Claire and just the state as a whole, we want to attract young people to the state. We want to bring people here and show off this beautiful terrain that you described earlier. And again, the bicycle is a great way to do that.
Right. Is there resistance to thinking of it as convenient because there is a fear of it, because there are so many automobiles whizzing by and bicyclists are never sure if automobiles are going to really respect them?
Yeah. You know, there is a perception among people who bicycle that among certain people who bicycle that it isn't safe. Though if you look at crash statistics, bicycling is as safe as being in an automobile, and that's going to surprise most people.
Yeah.
Now, are we as safe being on a bicycle here as we would be if we were in the Netherlands? No, but we're not as safe in a car as we. So our modes of transportation, my point, are relatively consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, though, there's much we can do to change people's perception. In the city of Milwaukee, over the last several years, has put in dozens and dozens of miles of bike lanes,
right,
which work to create a space in which people feel comfortable in, and that's really increased ridership. The Hank Aaron State Trail was paved west of the Menominee Valley to 94th Street.
Right.
In these separated paths are the best way, the sort of infrastructure, the best way to create these direct routes that people really feel safe on.
Right.
So anyway, the double-edged sword of our work is we work to make bicycling even safer, but also celebrate the fact and encourage people to just jump out there.
Right.
The reason why Netherlands and Denmark are as safe as they are because there's a great strength in numbers. The more people can get out biking, the safer things will be.
Right. And they also have these raised lanes, don't they, in some of those cities?
Oh, yeah. Cycle tracks, they call those. Right, those right. are the, we want those here. Yeah. We want those here.
Right. Well, you'll get them, I think, because there's such a strong resurgence. There's so many people now who embrace biking, for whatever reasons they do it, for their own health or for recreation or for just practicality.
Sure. Some people are making it because of an economic right. choice or just time saving. They want to get that exercise in while they're going to work.
Now, I always wonder, because I spent most of my adulthood in New York, and I spent most of it on a bicycle up and down in New York. And I can't tell you how many front wheels I had stolen, how many bike seats I had stolen, how many big, heavy locks I had to carry to lock everything together, because most people won't let you carry it up and put it in your office.
Yeah, well, that's changed in Manhattan. You lived in Manhattan?
Yeah, I lived in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's changed. There's a law now where commercial buildings need to accommodate bicycles inside.
Oh, great.
New York, and I won't go into too much detail here, but is truly leading the country with its accommodation of bicycling.
And well, having lived there for 25 years, I think it leads the country in everything.
It is a great city, and it's even becoming better on a bicycle. So your listeners should just check out what New York City is doing. It's truly amazing. They are transforming whole streets into pedestrian and bicycle freeways, right. And it's really just something else. And we New York per capita is probably our most environmentally friendly city because of its density and the number of people who are walking and biking and taking transit. So there's a lot that a city like Milwaukee can learn and can implement from the leadership that's happening in New York.
Kevin, thank you very much for coming in and talking.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And it's Bike to Work Week, so...
Yeah, we're having Bike to Work Week. It's the second week of June. It's happening here in Milwaukee, Madison, and other cities around Wisconsin.
Right.
So get out on the bike. The first pedal's often the hardest.
I'll see you out there.
Thank you.